Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August 23rd of 2023. I am your host tonight, as usual, the Miracle Man himself, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the program. It's so great that you would tune into the broadcast. I break away from whatever you're doing to tune in and, you know, hopefully receive something from the Lord tonight. And I always believe God for your miracle. I hope that you're believing for it. I always do. That is why we call it the Miracle Man Show. Because I believe that God is a God of miracles. I really do. I don't just say that. It's not something I just say and take lightly. No, 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 I don't. I really, honestly, firmly believe it.
Do you mind putting this away and giving me a cold water?
Thank you. But anyhow, God, that you would tune into the program like you do, and it means a lot. And it's not like this idea of, oh, he just doesn't want to talk to himself. No, no, no. It's not about that at all. Nothing like that at all. It's about, I care about your soul. And I want to see you make heaven. That's why I come and bring the word of God to you like this, wherever you are. I mean, we've had people tune into this program that were from Muslim countries, and they made up at least 1% of our listenership. That's a sign, folks. That's a sign. People tuning in from these overwhelmingly Muslim countries. If you're wondering what I mean by them being Muslim countries, what I mean by that is that most of them, if they have a religion, their religion is Muslim. That's what I mean by that. It's not like mostly Christian, Buddhist, or whatever. No, they're Muslim. Sorry about that. Me taking a quick sip of water. Because when it's real humid outside here in Michigan where I live, you got to make sure you stay hydrated. And it's pretty interesting right now, honestly. Where I live in Michigan, generally over the next 2 days, yes, today and tomorrow, it's in like the 70s today. Tomorrow, upper 80s. But then we cool back down to what? Possibly low 70s on Saturday? Please no. Come on, heat from Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. Come forth. Come north. Or I want it to be nice and warm at least one more time at the city pool so that everybody and their mom shows up. Yep. Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're at the realization, though, that fall must come. No, not just because kids are going back to school, because football season is starting. And when football season starts, then you're basically forced to realize, you know, that fall is on its way, whether we want it or not. There's things about it that I love. Pumpkins and the, you know, apples and things like that, the cider and donuts. But what do I not like about it? Temperatures going down, 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 down. And the amount of sun with it going down, 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 down. Yep. Implies the name. It's falling. It falls. Kind of like what happens to Jenga when someone else is taking them off besides me because I win. Right, Cassandra? Don't I win Jenga? Oh, you haven't played with me yet. Yeah. What's going to happen if you play it with me is I'm going to be taking them off and everything is going to go fine. You'll take some off and it'll be okay. But after you take several, whatever the amount number is, I didn't decide. It's not for me to decide. It's just how it works. When you take a certain amount off, it shall fall. But not me. No, I didn't rig. What do you think that's me rigging it and cheating?
I think it's cheating.
When I say that? Because in your mind, you feel like it goes the other way. That when you take off as many as you want, and it's fine. But when I take a certain amount off, it falls. What?
But I've heard that you generally just win.
Because when I take it off, it doesn't fall because I win. But it's almost like the ladder at the fair, folks. There was this ladder game at the fair. Honestly, I was told day four of the actual fair, but day three of which there was Carnival Midway craziness, scariness, whatever you want to call it, down at the Carnival at the Lincoln County Fair put on by North American Midway Entertainment name. But so I was down there and near this big ride called the Himalaya, there was this game called, what is the real name of that game? The ladder thing. What is it really called? Did you see the sign?
Yeah.
What did it say? What was it called?
It was another word.
It was called the Wooden Ladder? What's the name? Most of these games have names on them, don't they?
I think it was called the Mad Ladder.
Okay, the Mad Ladder. I knew someone was going to help me. So, yeah, down near the Himalaya is this game called the Mad Ladder. You're supposed to go up, all the way up the ladder. Steps are tricky. There's like eight of them. And is it eight? It's eight. So it's basically like eight, give or take one, maybe. It's anywhere between eight and ten, I know that. Bad math, but sometimes with some of those ladders, you just don't know. But we'll call it eight steps. So, you're supposed to go up all eight steps and find the little alarmy thingy to set it off. But these people who were working it, sometimes the lady would take a turn, sometimes the guy would take a turn, would almost jog off up it. Didn't both of them just about jog up it while we were in line for the Himalaya?
That was me. With me, there was two kids, the little ones who were about 6 to 7.
But they both only made it halfway up.
They made it four of six steps, and then they fell on their back.
Well, they made it half. So they might have made it less than half the way up. But then when the worker tried to do it, did they both jog up or just the one?
The worker did.
Both the girl and the guy both basically jogged up together?
Yeah, but the girl was.
Wow! But they almost ran up that ladder. But most of us, I've never tried it yet, but, I've thought about that ladder. And I've thought, we should all, is that if you can win that ladder, then you should honestly win free food for the entirety of the fair from any of the food booths you want to go to. And you have a card made for that. But the only place that can dispense them is the Mad Ladder. And you have to win the Mad Ladder in order to be allowed to use it. And you can't be giving it out to other people. Yeah, you can buy other people food with it, but you catch my drift, you know. Yeah, you're going to. Or at least for however long of the fair is left. I mean, if you win at 5 minutes before the game, before the fair is over for the week, then it can be applied to next year, which I think would be cool. And this was all my idea. I hope that something like that can somehow become reality. But nonetheless, I digress. But, you know, at least God is not rigged. It's just not a rigged game. He said, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Amen. We're just doing a quick time check. But anyhow, you see, so I was talking to this lady, and she told me no one had won that game in those first 3 days of the fair. No one had won the Mad Ladder. 11 people had won it at the previous stop in like another state or something. Must have been a couple weeks of fair or something. 11 winners, but not one in the first 3 days of Midland. And you did not see anybody walking around with those huge prizes, did you? Do you bet anybody won that ride that won that game last week? That's why we need that special food thing. If people knew about it, I bet you people would be at the home improvement store, Lowe's, and Home Depot both buying ladders to practice. They'd be looking up the videos on YouTube to see exactly what that ladder looks like to try to copy it.
Probably someone does.
Do you bet a lot of people would be at Lowe's and Home Depot buying ladders to practice? Do you bet they'd almost sell out of those certain kind of ladders, or do you doubt it? You bet they would? And then what's the busiest thing on the fairgrounds? I mean, on the Midway, when it opens for the week, is it a certain ride or is it the ladder? People are going to try the ladder.
I'm going to assume it's a certain ride.
What, the ladder?
I guess the ladder. I think a lot of people are scared of it, but it's like a mini ninja warrior.
They don't care that they could possibly win free food if it was me that programmed it this way.
I think they would. But I still think that people love the Himalayas.
More so than they'd care more about that than they would that ladder. But then once the prizes had been given away, then they wouldn't care about the ladder no more.
Right. It's worth to try it.
And you bet someone would be like, oh, are those food prizes still available? Oh, they gave them all away? And that would make sure that I would be the first one to win it. Of course.
Are you ready to win it?
I really want to because I want a corn dog. Let me think. I want some Fisky fries.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think here. Some cotton candy, an elephant ear. A lemonade. Let me think here. Oh, yeah, some nachos from the fair, of course. Just thinking, like, you know, assuming it's going on and I've got the pass, all the different things I want with it. But nonetheless, you know, when we get to heaven, we'll have, you know, we'll get to be with Jesus for eternity. And I say, And obviously at the banquet table, I think there'll be all kinds of sweets at it. I do think there'll be rides. We won't have to wait in line for them because the capacity doesn't have a limit. Sure, that we need the safety bars either. And I think also you can ride the ride with your hands up. Whee, look, ma, roller coaster ride, no hands. Yep, there, yep. Have you ever seen where these people try to look at their mom or dad when they're on that ride for the first time possibly and their hands are up? Because I was thinking about a statement years ago that I had, from one of these cassette tapes from like the late 90s or something. And I heard Pastor referring to like a certain thing, like what people will go through, you know, they'll think a certain time or whatever is coming. They'll be like, won't be worried about anything. They won't be like, they won't even try to be wise or anything. They're like, wee, look, ma, roller coaster ride, no hands. You know, the idea of roller coaster ride, no hands, what they mean by that partly is like, no hands up. I mean, their hands are up. Is that what they meant? Like they kind of like riding the roller coaster with your hands up. Oh, yeah, I did that this last week. Wouldn't be the same if I didn't, at least on a few rides. But. And some of you may wonder, well, are you going to tell Dr. Barkley's chubby, chubby story? No, I'm not. I'm not going to spoil your dinner like that. I'm not going to do it. Will you ever do it? No, I won't. If you want to hear it, have Dr. Barkley do it. Because he's the one who has the story. I don't have it. I've been a whole lot more fortunate than that. I mean, I've had rides before that I couldn't get on right away because of it, but nonetheless, moving along. I think some of my most favorite summer memories of all time, I didn't say all, I wouldn't say most, but I will say some of them do involve being on the Midway, you know, at a fair or at Cedar Point, and riding on the rides. Whether it be with your friends, whatever. And I like to say summer is for memories. For all these people who are trying to take, you know, summer fun away from our kids, they don't know what they're doing. And so... whether I had kids or not, I would still always be big on save our summers. Don't shorten them because but anyhow, in Michigan, you know, summer lasts for about 3 weeks and then it gets cold. Okay, a bit more than that, but I've heard the joke that it only lasts for 3 weeks. That would be very sad if it actually only lasted for 3 weeks and not like 2 or 3 months. That'd be sad. And so, just a bit of what's on my mind at the moment. Also, we will have my first football predictions for this upcoming weekend. It'll be short predictions, meaning because there's only two to predict, and those are games for tomorrow night. Midland Cadillac and then Dow versus Fenton. Fenton is at Midland Community Stadium tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And, but I will pick these at the end of the show. then tomorrow, then next week, on Monday and Tuesday, I will preview Michigan and Michigan State and what I expect for them. I'll do Michigan State Monday and Michigan Tuesday, because all the other times that I've done it, it has been so easy, so common for me to pick Michigan on Monday for the season and Michigan State on Tuesday. So this time I'm going to switch it up. And then on Wednesday, I will pick the games for and the first games, of course, for Michigan and Michigan State, and how I think it will turn out for them in week one for college football. I will also next week share a little bit of, tonight, also for sports tonight, I will talk a little bit about what do I think about teams from the West Coast joining the Big Ten. I've taken a little bit of time over the last couple of days to think about it, and you'll get to hear what I have, what I think. Okay. But of course, before we do any of that, of course, we'll have our singing and our word. And then we'll get into the sports after that. All right. But first of all, I want to remind you, do my little, commercial type thing. First of all, but before I do those, I want to remind you that summer is about, as you go through summer, you can go through your local McDonald's to grab an ice cold Coca-Cola. You can choose to get it with ice, with no ice, maybe with minimal ice, or maybe lots of ice. Maybe just ice. You can go grab yourself a nice cold Coca-Cola soft drink from your local McDonald's. Choose from Coke Classic, Coke Zero Sugar at some locations, Diet Coke, Sprite. And, of course, Preacher Man, yes, you can still get a nice cold Dr. Pepper from your McDonald's. And, yes, Dr. Pepper did come out 1 year before Coca-Cola. Yeah, I did. So just thought you should be aware of that. But McDonald's, simple joy of summer. And while you're there, try yourself. While you're at your local McDonald's, why not try the delicious peanut butter? There's some peanut butter McFlurry, new peanut butter McFlurry thing. At McDonald's. I haven't yet. I'll give you my review of it when I do. Okay, moving on. I do want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. Would you mind shutting the door a little bit so we can keep the sound? But anyhow, you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. I really want the show, I really want the book to be a blessing to your life. And, God's brought me through a lot. But as you go through stuff, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Not for everything. So you don't get to thank God for your hard times. but you thank God. We thank God in everything. Amen. So the website is riversofmiracles.com. Again, that is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Please keep in mind, if you would, that's for the other announcement, riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be such a blessing to your life. The other thing I want to remind you about really quickly is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I pray that this has been a blessing to your life. I've been coming to you like this Monday after Monday and Tuesday after Tuesday and Wednesday after Wednesday after night after night after night for 6 years. Faithful. I pray it's been a blessing to you. I pray you've learned some things and also had our laughs and even our botched football picks, as well as my good ones. You know, all the time we've had together. And you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. No, I do not use the money that I get from this to fatten my pocketbook at all. Nope. Goes into keeping it going. That's what I do with it. It goes into keeping this going. It's exactly where it goes. It goes into keeping this program going as I would want it to. Then you can go on, then once you go to PayPal, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y. Name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind, if you would please, is that the first R in Rivers? There's a space. I mean, the first R in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. So into your life says, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to economic data, be it good or bad, or anything else. Nope, according to his riches and glory. And we trust in God knowing that. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I want to sing a couple, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. Go ahead and open that window again. This time, leave it. There. All right. So I'm going to sing a couple songs. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. To love about you, kings and kingdoms bow down. Well, heaven and earth adore you, kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. You are the light that leads us You are the love that leads us like a fire burning. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make cute music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Oh, what's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name. Sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout praise. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Into your hands I commit again with all I am. For you, Lord, you hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joy, I'll trust in you. And I will live in all of your ways, your promises forever. Yeah. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. 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 Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you with all I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His hand is praying for us, safe within his promise. Love that's always chasing me. His promise overwhelming, hope for me unending. He's never giving up on me. Yes, I can sing of all you've done. And I remember how far you've carried me from beginning to the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. I will sing of all you've done. And I remember how far you've carried me from beginning to the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. Until the end, till the end. You are faithful. You are faithful. Oh, there wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall with all of my life. Your love has been true, and with all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There was in a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And with all of my life, I will worship you. I will worship you. Oh, I will worship you. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. Follow me. Surely your goodness and mercy follow me. They follow me. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And in all of my life, I will worship you. There wasn't a day that you weren't by my side. There wasn't a day that you let me fall. In all of my life, your love has been true. And in all of my life, I will worship you. I will worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you for who you are and for what you are. Thank you, Jesus. You never let us down. You've never let us down before, and you never will. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you that your hand is on our life. It's great to serve you, Jesus. It's great to serve you. It's great to know that you are on our side. There is no way. You're making a way. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you that you are ministering to each and every one of these listeners at their homes, driving. And they're driving their kids to and from practices. Maybe they're still on the beach somewhere. I don't know. Thank you that your hand is on them. And thank you that they're ready to study your word and not be distracted. Thank you that they would turn off all distractions and be attracted to your word for this next few minutes. Thank you that you meet every need represented by every one of these listeners. You know what they have need of, even when I don't. I may not know what they need, but you do, Heavenly Father. And I thank you that you will meet all of their needs tonight, right where they sit, as you, Master, know what they need. And I thank you that you are faithful and that you will meet every one of those needs that they have for them, right where they sit, in Jesus' name. Now I make my confession. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listenership comes into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Go with me, if you would please, to the book of 2 Samuel 7. Praise God, 2 Samuel 7. And I'm going to begin with verse 1. Thank God for the Word of God. I don't know what we would do without the Word of God. but I'm so thankful that we have it. No, we don't serve the Bible. We don't idolize the Bible. I don't do that. But we do serve the God of the work. This is our yes and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 1. 2 Kings 7, verse 1, NIV. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a palace of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." That night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in?" Turning the page, "I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of these rulers, 'When was I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all of your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men of the earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time that I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will give you rest from all of your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod, floggings, inflicted by men. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before men. Your throne will be established forever." Nathan replied, Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O sovereign Lord? And what is my family that you have brought me this far?" And as if this were not enough in your sight, O sovereign Lord, you have also spoken the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O sovereign Lord? What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O sovereign Lord, for the sake of your word. To your will, and have done this great thing, and have made it known to your servant. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God like you, as we have heard with our own ears. And who is like your people Israel, the one nation on earth that God went out to redeem as a people for himself, and to make a name for himself, and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations and their gods from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. You have established your people Israel as your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, keep forever the promise that you have made concerning your servant and his house. Do as you promised, so that your name will be great forever. Then men will say, "The Lord Almighty is God over Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you." O Lord Almighty, God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, saying, "I will build a house for you." So your servant has found faith, has found sovereign Lord. You are God. Your words are trustworthy. And you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight. And you, O sovereign Lord, your blessing, the house of your servant, will be blessed forever. We'll look at this one also. In the course of time, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them, as he took Matzeg Ammon from the control of the Philistines, the Moabites. He made them lie down on the ground and measured them off with the length of cord. Every two lengths of them were put to death, and the third length was allowed to live. So the Moabites became subject to David and brought tribute. Moreover, David fought over son of Rahab when he went to restore his control along the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He hamstrung all but 100 of the chariot horses. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help Hadassah, king of Zobah. David struck down 22,000 of them. And he put Arpasus, Aramean kingdom of Damascus. And the Arameans became subject to him and were brought to tribute. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. David took the gold shields that belonged to the officers of Eliezer and brought them to Jerusalem from Keba and Beersheba, towns that belonged to Hadassah. King David took a great quantity of bronze. When Tor, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadassah, he sent his son Joram to King David. To congratulate him on his victory in battle over Hadassah, who had been at war with Joram, brought with him articles of silver and gold and bronze. King David dedicated these articles to the Lord, as he had done with the silver and gold from all the nations that he had subdued: Edom and Moab, Ammonites, and the Philistines, and Amalek. He also dedicated the plunder taken from Hadassah, son of Rahab, king of Zobah. And David became famous after he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He put garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites became subject to David. The Lord gave David victory wherever he went. Wow. So you see, first, God, you know, told David. I mean, no, God told Nathan some things to tell David. Yeah, he did. He told Nathan, you know, go tell David this. Go tell David these certain things. Go tell him, you know, here's what'll happen. Because David had these thoughts of a house is supposed to be built, a house of cedar. But then God said, well, I've never lived in a house. I've lived in tents. And I've moved from place to place. He goes and tells Nathan all this great stuff. And then David just goes on about, you know, thanking God. And who am I? Who am I? He's like, who am I that you would do this, Lord? And he was like, well, who am I that you would do this? Who is my family? You know, obviously he knew who his family was, but he's like, who am I that you would do this for me? And God had talked, and then he gave his prayer to the Lord, and he said, I'll do this. For God, I'll do all this. And, you know, and all this great stuff. And then the next chapter, she has all these victories. But before that, all his enemies are put to rest. All of his enemies that he had faced had been put to rest. Different people who were after him and different things like that were put to rest. And David was someone who ultimately truly feared God. He wasn't perfect, though, but he honestly feared God. And he was a great king. God told Nathan that God would raise David to be one of the great names of the earth. And that he would be known as one of the great names of the earth. And you see, David, he was a giant killer. He was a giant killer. Killed Goliath. Fought the bear and killed the bear. Fought the Philistine and won. You know something about giant killers? Giant killers, God wants us to be giant killers. No, you don't go about, you know, just slaying people and killing them with swords or anything like that. No, we don't do that, but we got our own giants we have to fight as we go through life. And the way we fight is by calling on the name of the Lord. Medical report, you go around, you look for verses on healing. You quote the word of God. By his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am whole. You get bad financial reports. Find out what the Bible says about money. I am rich in the name of Jesus. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. And not me making all these bad confessions of I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm depressed. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. No, God said you're going to make it. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, a spirit of doubt and unbelief, a spirit of depression, a spirit of oppression, a spirit of inferiority, a spirit of insecurity. No, he gave us things like love, joy, peace, a sound mind, gentleness, self-control, that kind of stuff. Not oppression, depression, sleepless nights, not knowing what you're going to do with yourself. Nope. God didn't give us that stuff for it to be well with us. Yes, he did. He wants the best for us. How do you know? Well, you say, how do you know, Miracle Man? The word of God says he wants the best for us. He loves us. He wants to see us prosper, not just get by. He wants to see our bodies be healed, not just maybe feel a little bit better today than you did yesterday. He wants to see us be healed and to be whole. And he was a giant killer. A giant slayer. And he ruled the way God said to rule. But like I said, he was not perfect. There were still things he did that he shouldn't have done. But, man, talk about giant killer. Talk about someone who used a sword. You know something else about giant killers? They love to pray. They love to worship. They love to thank God. Like I said, you don't give thanks for everything. You give thanks in everything. I mean, if you're in the fiery furnace, you don't give thanks for the fiery furnace. You give thanks while you're in it. That den of lions, you might not be actually in a den of lions or in a fiery furnace. But you could be going through some severe stuff that feels like it. But we know God has us in the palm of his hands. Like we sang tonight, he holds our world in the palm of his hands. Amen. Just thank God for his peace. I do. His peace surpasses all understanding. In him we can have joy unspeakable. Yes. I'm so glad I serve God. So glad I'm a Christian. So glad that God would save a sinner like me. I know I wasn't into all kinds. I know it's not like, you know, I got delivered from all kinds of crazy, wild stuff. You know, and got saved and, you know, I was brought up in a good, godly home, but the greatest testimony you can have is one that was brought up right, gave your life to Jesus at a very young age, and stayed right. I mean, not perfect. Nobody is. If you were ever a teenager, you went through some stuff. What we don't have to do is run away from God. And I didn't run away from God. I haven't run away from God, and I don't plan to run away from God. I plan to keep running with him. No need to run with the devil when you can serve God instead. You know? I just thank God that I serve him. And I mean, that he would save me. He can save you too, whoever you are. The Bible says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He didn't say they might be saved. He didn't say, oh, maybe. No, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Word of God says. And you can believe what's in the Word of God. When he says, you know, those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Believe that. Unlike some stuff on the internet. Cassandra, do you believe everything you see on the internet? I was going to say you should. No, we don't. I mean, I don't believe everything I see online. But, you know, all the promises of God are yes and amen. They're yes in him. They're not maybe. They're yes. So please, give your life to him today. If you don't know my Jesus, please, give your life to him today, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for this great time. Thank you for all these listeners who tuned in tonight to learn of you. thank you that we would become these giant killers like David. Though we might not face Goliath, we might not face the bear, we might not face all these actual Philistines, but we got our own stuff to deal with. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have made us warriors, conquerors, and victorious. Thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we would be doers of your word and not just those who hear it. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Before I do my predictions, I want to have a bit of a discussion. First, I'll do the news. This bulletin that I have about some teams from the West Coast coming to the Big Ten. I'll have a little bit of what I think about it. So, in the next couple of years, you will have USC, University of Southern California, University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA, University of Oregon, the Ducks, and also University of Washington, the Huskies, joining the Big Ten. So that means for league play, they will be coming and playing in our conference now. I don't know yet, going to realign the conference quite. I do believe that we would probably be in the East Division, and that places like Iowa and Minnesota and Nebraska would be the ones most likely to play those teams on the West Coast. But I don't know. What if it doesn't work out that way? And I can see where travel-wise it can be a nightmare from a place like here, like Ann Arbor or East Lansing or Columbus or, you know, from Purdue University or from Evanston, Indiana, or especially from places like Rutgers in New Jersey or the Terrapins in Maryland, Penn State. Those places are even basically across country from, say, Seattle, Los Angeles, and I believe it's Eugene, Oregon, or Salem, Oregon, one of those. Think of USC. When I think of Washington, I do think of programs of prestige. USC has a lot of prestige over the years. They've been a great storied program. And I can see where at least them coming in is a good fit. Washington seems to be a good fit also. Oregon of late, over the years, has become good. UCLA, they are up and down over the years. I believe this means that our conference will have the widest geographical coverage of any conference in America. Mostly just basically on the West Coast. SEC, like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina's to the east, so I don't know why I said it later, but basically Florida, Georgia, Carolinas, Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, either way you want to say it. And now adding Texas and Oklahoma and Texas A&M, which was already in it. Kind of a wide geographical area. from as far east as South Carolina. To as far west as Texas, Oklahoma. Isn't quite as far by any means as what Big Ten's going to be. It'll be interesting to see what happens. So, in general, I'm kind of neutral about it. We'll wait and see what happens, how it pans out. If it were up to me, I'd have some more big, more like SEC-ish teams in here. Maybe we could add Texas and Oklahoma join up. The Big Ten. Maybe that would have been cool. And also maybe Cincinnati. Yeah, I would have been all for that. A UC being in with us. That would have been a more regional fit too. For the true state of that team to the South crown. You could have that team to the South versus Cincinnati. You. Could be a good rivalry, I think. But no. Instead, Cincinnati is going to the Big 12. The other sports topic I'm going to mention. These are just my predictions. Sports predictions. Number one, tomorrow night in Cadillac. The Little High Comics are going north to the North Country to take on the Cadillac Vikings at Cadillac High School tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Can Midland go there and do what they did last year here? Are there new offensive linemen, their new quarterback and running back and stuff, are they ready to step into their places, do their assignments well? Or not? I do think their defense will be ready to go. My honest prediction, give me. Comic books, 21. Midland will beat Cadillac 21-16, my prediction. Tomorrow night at Midland Community Stadium, Dow Chargers taking on the Fenton Tigers. 7 p.m. tomorrow night at Midland Community Stadium. Is Dow ready to take on the challenge? Are they ready to step up to the plate and be better than they were last year? Fenton, the same team as they were last year. We will find out. My prediction. Fenton Glass, 27. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 23. So Dow will lose to Fenton, 27-23. And Midland will beat Cadillac 21-16. Those are my predictions for week one of football. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague will come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness, no disease. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to be in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Go in God. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.